Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We're going to be chatting with Dr. Norm Oliver in just a moment, the Virginia State Health Commissioner. And you're hearing some talk about the this app that is being rolled out, which allegedly will help us track cases of coronavirus. Lot of concern, lot of very, very serious concern about the privacy issues. How could it work? Now, it's interesting that we're rolling it out today in Virginia. They rolled it out in Canada the other night. I was actually listening to one of my favorite Canadian radio stations out of Montreal, and the Prime Minister up there, Justin Trudeau, was delivering a speech, and he talked about two of the provinces making it available and also addressed this idea of privacy. And I think that's going to be a very, very, very big concern as folks think about downloading this. I'm happy to welcome Dr. Norm Oliver, the State Health Commissioner, to the program. Dr. Oliver, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely, sir. So tell us a little bit about this app that we may or may not want to download on our phones.
Well, great. Virginia's first state to launch a COVID-19 exposure notification app that uses this Apple, Google, Bluetooth framework. It's called COVIDWISE and was developed for the health department in partnership with SpringML, and it can be obtained at the App Store or Google Play. And basically what happens with this app is that it helps you to assess whether or not you've been exposed to COVID-19. It provides automated notifications and then gives you steps to take to prevent further transmission of the disease. It's completely anonymous. As a user, you can notify others you are positive and receive notification from other users if you've likely been exposed. It's designed to ensure your privacy. We recognize the importance of this and share everyone's concern. This is why we chose to do it this way. The app doesn't know who you are or where you've been. It collects no personal information. It doesn't collect any kind of location information using GPS or your location services on your phone. And you are in complete control. You decide whether you want to download the app, whether you want to use the app, whether you want to upload information regarding your test status, and you can delete it at any time.
All right, so here's my question. If it's not actually collecting any information, what value is it, and how is it finding out that I may or may not have been in contact with somebody who tested positive for this?
So if you have Alexa or you have a phone that has a Bluetooth connection to your car, mm-hmm. So that you can drive hands-free, then you're using the same technology that this app uses. If you walk far enough away from your car, you can no longer use that Bluetooth information. If you're too far away from your Alexa station, the Bluetooth connection won't work, and you won't be able to change the music that's playing. COVID-wise, our exposure notification app uses Bluetooth to know how close it is to another phone that is also on Bluetooth. And because of the signal strength and how it decreases over distance, it can estimate how close those phones are to one another. And we know that people who are within 6 feet of one another for longer than 15 minutes, if one of them is COVID-19 positive, that increases your risk of being exposed to that illness. Phones exchange have anonymous random keys that are uploaded to the cloud every 10 to 20 minutes. And this app will store those keys. It will go to the cloud and look for those keys every 10 to 20 minutes, right? And so if you and I were actually in the studio together, and afterwards, 2 days later, I found out I was COVID-19 positive, and put that information into the app, your phone would be searching and looking at those random keys, and they would notice that there was one of those random keys that you were close to is now marked as being COVID-19 positive, and it would notify you that you may have been exposed to COVID-19. It won't say where. It will just know the day and the fact that you might have been exposed, and that's it.
But now, Dr. Oliver, you do understand that there are a lot of people who certainly have concern about this this strain of coronavirus, but also have great concern about privacy. And you're talking about how it's anonymous, but there are a lot of us who look at some of these pieces of cell phone data that exist or continue to exist. You do understand there are a lot of people listening to you, shaking their heads, going, no, not a chance on God's green earth am I downloading that.
I understand the concern. I share the concern. I tend to keep my location services off because I don't like the idea of people being able to know exactly where I am. This software does not use location and does not use GPS, so it doesn't track you. It cannot track you. It's not set up that way. So we share the privacy concerns, and for that reason, we chose to use this methodology because it does, in fact, protect people's privacy. I think if people are really concerned, as I said, it's totally in their own control from the very beginning, right? They have to download the app. They have to opt in to being notified. They have to opt in to reporting. And if they change their mind, they can opt out at any time, and it's gone.
Well, it sounds like an interesting piece of technology. And who was it that actually developed this this software, this app?
The vendor that we're using is called Spring, like the season, ML. M and L are capitalized, all one word, Spring ML. And they've been working with Google and Apple on this for some time. There's probably some other states that will come on board a little bit later, but Virginia was out of the gate first.
Mm. It is fascinating stuff. Where are we on these cases of coronavirus, and how do you envision it impacting us moving forward?
Well, as you may know, the cases have been increasing over the last month or so, and we were seeing a particular spike out in the Tidewater region, although cases have also been increasing in Southwest Virginia. We have increased our contact tracing and out in the eastern region and in Southwest. With the Tidewater region, the beaches, you know, were problematic. I would say the overwhelming majority of bars and restaurants were abiding by the guidelines. When we announced that we were going to more strictly enforce the guidelines, there were only a tiny handful of really egregious violators, and most of them actually rectified that situation relatively quickly. So I think Virginians are doing the right thing and understanding that it's really in our own hands to put a damper on this increase. And we've seen some flattening of the numbers over the last several days. I'm hoping that's a trend, but it's not a trend until we look back over the last week and say that's what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Norm Oliver joining us, the Virginia State Health Commissioner. You talk about some of these restaurants that may not be cooperating with these guidelines. Are employees from the health department going out and actively looking for such violations?
Yes, we are. We've beefed up our restaurant inspection workforce, and we've been doing this around the state. We've paid particular attention to the Tidewater area and to Northern Virginia. As I said, we have not suspended any licenses in the last week, and that's because most owners are doing the right thing. And those where we've found violations have usually just corrected it right on the spot. So, again, I want to say thank you to those owners, because I think most of us really do want to do the right thing and see if we can get this pandemic behind us.
Well, I would agree with you, Dr. Oliver. I don't know anybody that wants it to continue to impact our lives the way it is. I think we'd all like to get back to some semblance of normal, and you know, it's one of the reasons that many folks have voiced concern to me when they see, as an example, they see hundreds of people in the city of Richmond on a march, and the lieutenant governor's there, and you know, the governor is standing shoulder to shoulder without a mask with people out at Virginia Beach. Sometimes it's tough for those of us, dare I say, in the real world, to say, we're hearing these instructions, we're hearing these directives, but man, we're looking at the folks who are issuing them, and they don't seem to be abiding by them.
I think the governor apologized for that mistake out in Virginia Beach back in Memorial Day, and since then, I've not seen him without his mask out in public. So I think all of us can point to some lapses in our behavior. And hopefully going forward, what we'll be doing is focusing on doing what we can to protect ourselves and our whole community.
Yeah. Would you give that same advice as we talk about some of the restaurants as an example to some of the marches that we've seen? Is there any way to impart that wisdom that you have, that you're sharing with restaurants, that, hey, we can't have that many people sitting at a table or going to a bar, and again share that insight and wisdom that you have with folks who are a couple of hundred strong in the street? I mean, it just seems to be inviting a terrible, terrible result.
We've advised people who are out exercising their right to protest that they should be wearing masks. In fact, I know here in Richmond that our Richmond City Health Department actually set up a table at a couple of these demonstrations to distribute masks and hand sanitizer and that sort of thing. I think the safest thing to do is, if you're out in public and you're in a large crowd, you should be wearing a mask. You should even in the context of that demonstration, exercising some physical distancing from one another so as to prevent the spread of the virus.
Absolutely. Well, sage advice. I really do appreciate you taking some time with us. I think it's going to be interesting, this rollout of this new app. I think I had mentioned as well, I heard one or two nights ago, they've rolled it out in a couple of provinces in Canada. And again, same concerns about tracking and privacy. So I do appreciate you joining us to address all of those issues.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it. And we're more than happy to continue to answer questions and let people know what's going on with this.
Well, that's excellent. We would love to have you back. Thank you again. That is Dr. Norm Oliver. He is the Virginia State Health Commissioner. The state is making available now, it's not mandatory, making available this app in both the Apple Store, the Google Play Store. And if you're interested in that, of course, you can avail yourself of that and decide for yourself whether you should or should not download it. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.